Thank you for joining me on today's episode of Locked On Warriors. Clearly, there are events happening in this country of great importance right now. And I want to acknowledge that and acknowledge the fact that this episode is out a little bit later than I would normally like. Typically, what I would do is record a recap of last night's game right after the game, and you would have it ready for the morning. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how I wanted to handle this, and to be honest, I still don't really know how I want to handle it. So maybe I'll talk about the game a little bit, but I'm going to talk about what's happening as well, and it may just come off as the rants of a confused white guy, and it'll be awkward because I'm going to have to break for advertisers, but I want to thank the advertisers and the Locked On Podcast Network. Nobody's ever told me or any host on this network to stick to sports, and we don't have to. We have the freedom to talk about what it is that we want to talk about, and I don't blame any of the other hosts for providing a respite from the heartbreaking things that happened in our nation's capital yesterday. If you want to talk about a basketball game, go for it. I want to try to provide that a little bit today. But I don't really know what the next 20 minutes are going to sound like. I've tried thinking about what it is that I wanted to say here. I have some notes jotted down, but I don't really know where it's going to go. I decided not to overthink it. So this is a Thursday edition of Locked On Warriors.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
A lot of 2020 vibes, doesn't it? I mean, the Warriors lost to the Clippers last night in an eerily empty Chase Center as a mysterious new strain of the coronavirus worms about the world, and yet instead of the pandemic and the task at hand of ending it, instead of the hope brought about by an election to get a racist buffoon out of office, instead of just being able to enjoy a regular season basketball game in a month where we normally would have basketball, we have what happened yesterday. And as I turned on the TV, I was, like everybody, just shocked and horrified as to what was happening and confused. I was preparing for the Warriors to have a shoot-around availability. They shoot around in the mornings before games and after every game. They have a player available to us. Yesterday morning, it was Eric Paschal, yesterday afternoon, around 12 o'clock. We were supposed to talk to Eric Paschal, and so when I turned on the TV before that shoot-around availability, I was seeing what was happening. As a dope of a president incited a mob, held a rally on the day of what was supposed to be a certification of election results, and an important part, a sacred part of this democracy. He holds a rally on that day and incites violence from a mob, from supporters who showed up for him, and told them under no uncertain terms, we are going to march. And the way he flames feelings from those people, of course there was going to be violence. And what he has done over the last 4 years, I mean, I should not be surprised anymore, but even that surprised me. Even that shocked me. Maybe that's my fault. And so when all of this was happening in front of me, I was watching on TV, I was supposed to talk to Eric Paschal about playing backup center as a small ball five. I mean, that was my plan yesterday, and I wrote the story because I have a job to do, and I tried to do it. And I honestly didn't really know what else to do. But man, it really kind of puts everything into context when you see that. Our democracy being threatened that way. Just the crumbling of this society, continual crumbling, this stuff that I hope that we could leave behind last year in 2020. No, we can't, apparently. We can't. An election's not good enough. The very election that brought that dope into the White House is not good enough for the people who want to continue to see him ruin this country. No, it's not good enough. And 7 days in, 6 days into this year, that is what you want to do. One third of this country, this is amazing, one third of this country does not think that the election was credible. They don't believe that the results of the election were authentic. That's insane to me. And it's heartbreaking. And it's because of him that that is so. It's because of him, and it's because of right-wing media that plays into these conspiracy theories because they want the support of numbers of 70 million people who voted for him. It's because of spineless politicians who don't want to endanger their support from that base for whatever it is that they want to do. Elected officials, mind you, elected officials who care more about their own self-interest in getting elected again than actually running this country, than actually leading people in a meaningful way. They care about their own self-interest. They care about their own ability to stay in a chair. It's unbelievable. And so, no, I couldn't focus on a story about Eric Paschal playing small ball five and leading a bench unit. No. 19 points last night. No. But I did. And I went to the game, and I covered the game. Maybe I'll talk about it here in a minute, but it was hard. And it was weird. And it felt insignificant. There's an old saying in sports departments that we are the toy department of newspapers, and I never liked that because I think we cover very important topics in sports sometimes. I think sports and culture, there is a middle of the Venn diagram that we can often, as writers and we can and journalists, that we have a lot of room there. But I don't want to hide behind the comments of players, and I don't want to hide at all. I don't want to hide my feelings at this point. Talking about a basketball game seems so small compared to this huge thing that happened yesterday. And someone asked about that before the game and after the game, understandably so. The Warriors, Steve Kerr, Warriors players, they talked about, look, it's weird to have to come here to an empty Chase Center that is still empty because this country's leadership couldn't get their shit in order. And this pandemic continues to ravage this country. The numbers, the death tolls have never been worse than they are now. You know this in California. We're still sheltered in place, essentially. Businesses are still locked down. Lives have lost, but livings have been too. It's heartbreaking. And I don't know what happens. The election brought hope in November. But everything that's happened since then has just... That hope has disintegrated. At least for me. And I'm sorry that I'm being bleak, but I hope something turns around here. I don't know what a quick fix is. And I am very fearful of what happens next. Because these people think they're right. These people think we're wrong, that we're crazy, that these people marching onto the Capitol, mobbing a building, trying to swing an election with pure violence and rhetoric, they think they're doing the right thing. They think they are on the right side of history. There is no talking to these people. There is no changing their minds. They had sweaters made up with the words 2021 Civil War, January 6th written on them. If that is not terrifying, I don't know what is. This is why these people bow to the altar of the Second Amendment, want to have their guns because they believe in a moment like that they can put together a militia, and then they did it. They tried to put together a militia. A woman died yesterday. The photos of people storming that building, it's out of a terrible sci-fi movie. I couldn't believe it. So I don't know what happens next. I don't know if 2021 will be any better. I don't know if I'll be able to stick to sports. I don't know if I'll be able to talk about basketball when these things are happening. I mean, look, I did it before and I'll do it again, and I will try, because like you, I think like you, at least, I welcome the respite of a basketball game, even in the midst of a pandemic, even when there are no fans in the arena and it's eerie and it's weird. Even when I have to write about Eric Paschal playing center for a backup bench unit. That looks really good, by the way. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Draymond Green had really a poignant comments after the game. He has a tendency to rant like I did in this first segment, but I thought that in this case the rant was justified and apt and really well said. And I want to get to that here in a little bit, but I also want to talk to you about betonline.ag. College football heads into the bowl season. The college football championship is upon us. Wild card weekend in the NFL is this weekend, and the NBA season is in full swing. There's only one place that has you covered, one place I trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Again, it's NFL wild card weekend. These NBA games, you're getting several of them every night. Don't have to put down a bunch of money. You don't have to get rich. You don't have to defer your retirement plan for just putting a bunch of money down on these lines. Maybe all you want to do is put $5, $10 on a game just to pique your interest, just a little taste to get involved, to get yourself invested. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. You're getting half of your initial deposit back to play with. That's free money to win more money with. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. Also, January is important in setting the tone for the new year, and in 2021, that has never been more true. Luckily, our friends at CBDMD are here to give you the support you need to conquer your New Year's resolutions and make this year your best one yet. And if those resolutions happen to involve fitness, and they've got a brand new topical product that'll help you keep moving all year long, CBD Relieve and Lidocaine fuses CBDMD's hybrid broad-spectrum formula with fast-acting lidocaine to help provide temporary relief for minor aches and pains. And with the new bag-on-valve spray technology, Relieve can be applied comfortably at any angle, even upside down, if you're one of these people that do those weird upside down stretching exercises. Have you seen this, where people like hang upside down for several minutes straight? I don't know what that does. I would imagine maybe it makes your back feel better. It loosens up your back, I suppose. If you're sore after that, because I would be, then CBD Relieve is the way to go. Look, I've used this product before. I'm a weight trainer. I like to run. I have a bad back, and so I get sore very easily. It just takes about one or two straight days of working out, and I'm sore. And so I feel it mostly in my upper back and my lower back, so all of my back. Mid back is okay. But my shoulders get tight. My lower back gets tight and sore. This stuff really works. It really provides that relief and makes you able to just continue your workout, your training routine, right? Because when you're really sore, you don't feel like doing it anymore, and this stuff really helps. To make it even easier to get the year started off right, they're offering all of our listeners 20% off on your next order when you use that promo code NBA at checkout. Once again, that's cbdmd.com. Use the promo code NBA for 20% off your purchase of superior CBD products from CBDMD. 2020 is mercifully over. It's time for a fresh start and a few more wins. If you're betting this year and want more wins, listen to Locked On Bets with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, football, and NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get podcasts. I apologize for the rambling of a confused white guy in that first segment. Obviously, these promo reads, too, were written before yesterday's events. 2020 is mercifully over. 2021 has been unmerciful in the way it has started. But man, Eric Paschal really did look good as a small ball five, didn't he? Oh man. I mean, what a second unit. What a bench. Eric Paschal, 19 points, six straight games of double-digit figures. He's really found his voice as a small ball five, hasn't he? Just getting to the rim. It's him. It's a bunch of shooters. You've got Damian Lee, Kent Bazemore, Michael Mulder spreading the floor. Paschal is probably the strongest guy in the NBA at this point, pound for pound, inch for inch. Just tearing dudes apart. Enes Kanter, no problem. Hassan Whiteside, get out of here. The Clippers had no answer for him. 19 points off the bench? That's rookie. First team all rookie Eric Paschal type numbers. I mean, he's really figured it out. What a role for him. I mean, I think this bench unit, look, the Warriors, top five scoring bench unit in the league. They're going to need that this year if they're going to win games. Eric Paschal is in the middle of all of that. And look, Marquese Chriss's injury was really unfortunate. It was a bummer. He was one of my favorite guys to talk to on the team. Really good, feel-good story. But it opened up the door for Eric Paschal. I think he's a center. Maybe is he a small ball five for like his career? Is this just what his position will be? It's not bad. He's pretty good at it. Given how strong he is, how he can leap and rebound and do these things, why not? There's a lineup at some point in the second quarter. Draymond Green and Eric Paschal is your front court with, I believe it was Brad Wanamaker, Damian Lee, and was it Steph Curry, I think, was out there with them. Three guards. Two small ball fives. That was a fun lineup. I mean, the game was a slog overall. Played at a really crawling pace. Bunch of turnovers. Neither team could make a three-pointer if their life depended on it. But Eric Paschal, small ball five, NBA, look out. With the ever-increasing number of vehicle makes and models, it can be impossible to stock all the parts you need for your car, especially now, while you might not be able to visit a traditional store. So do it easily online instead at rockauto.com. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts to customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The RockAuto.com catalog is remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low. You're not getting markups from pushy salespeople. You're not going to get taken advantage of like I certainly would in one of these types of stores. So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so that they know that we sent you amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. rockauto.com. When you need fantasy basketball advice, it's important that you have a reliable source. More people trust Josh Lloyd, host of Locked On Fantasy Basketball, than any other fantasy basketball podcast. Subscribe to the number one fantasy basketball podcast, Locked On Fantasy Basketball, wherever you get podcasts. I want to play for you what Draymond said after the game to close the show about what happened yesterday in Washington, D.C. Draymond Green has a tendency to rant, but in this instance, I thought it was necessary. I thought it was appropriate. And I thought what he said was really poignant. And I can only imagine how black people must feel right now, given just the contrast between what happened in the ruling of the Jacob Blake shooting and what happened yesterday at the Capitol, as several black people have pointed out, if that had been a Black Lives Matter protest, the results, the scene is very different yesterday. And so I want to play for you what Draymond Green said. I apologize. I got this audio straight from the Warriors, and of course they bleeped out all the F-bombs. I thought that the F-bombs were strong and made for better quality audio and a better message, but they bleeped them out. But I still, it doesn't matter. Here's Draymond Green.
I think it was ridiculous. You know, it's baffling to see the reaction that the law enforcement had and, you know, whoever else was involved from a you know, authoritarian standpoint, to see the National Guard standing on those same steps when there was a peaceful protest. And now to see a terrorist attack, and no National Guard. It just goes to show you where this country is, where this country has always has been, and probably where it's going to stay. To be quite honest, you know, I mean, nothing's changed. You know, I think, you know, through social media and all of these, you know, different things that we have at our fingertips today, you're more aware of things, but nothing's changed. This is the same America that it's been. It's no different. You know, I've seen a lot of things of shoot them like we would have been shot. I don't think that's the right thing to do either. I think stop shooting us, you know. No, I think that's more of a battle cry than necessarily shoot them like we would have been shot. Just stop shooting us, you know. And ironically, you know, the news that's come out of Kenosha and these places, you know, within the same 24-hour span as that happens, and then you kind of see that, it's just like a slap in the face and almost a fuck you to every Black person in America who goes through these things. It's almost like they want to show you that they have power and, you know, and want to show you that I can say fuck you and there's nothing you can do about it. And so, I mean, that's just what this country is. That's what this country's been. And like I said before, that's where this country probably will stay. I don't think the game should have been canceled. You know, we have a job to do just like everyone else. If we're not canceling school and canceling everyone else's work, then ours don't need to be canceled either. That's, you know, that's not the answer. I mean, and no disrespect to Marcus, by the way, that's his opinion, and we're all entitled to our own opinion. And so no disrespect to him and his opinion. My sentiment is just, you know, my opinion is just a little different. You know, I think there's always kind of this cry on cancel the NBA game, protest the game, don't go play. You know, but if we're going to protest these games, if we're not going to go play, then everyone in America has to be on the same thing. You know, it can't just be like, oh, the NBA canceled the game and they didn't play, and everyone else just go to work. You know, that's not the answer, in my opinion. And I think the NBA is doing what the NBA can. You know, we speak up. We, you know, we do all the things that everyone has been doing. But at some point, you know, we need lawmakers to change laws. You know, this, it just goes to show the policing system was built against Black people, you know, Black and brown people. And that's the reason those reactions are different. That's the reason someone can walk or run or bust their way through or whatever into the Speaker of the House office and put their feet on the desk like they're sitting at home on their couch. That's, you know, that's, and nothing happens. You know, and we, you know, stop calling them people protesters. They're terrorists. They're not protesters. Protesters is what you saw when we saw 500 National Guard members standing on those same steps when there were black and brown people saying, we just want to be treated equally. That's a protest. Storming into a building and busting out windows and carrying podiums and all that other stuff, that's not a protest. That's a terrorist attack. And so stop using stop describing those people the same way you describe someone who just stand there and make a chant and say, we want justice, we want peace. Stop using the same word. It's disrespectful. It's ridiculous. And it's shameful, you know, to keep calling them protesters. Not protesters. They're fucking terrorists. Great. Y'all have a great night.